The Fetzer Broadcasting Company presents Western Michigan at Work. Week at this time, the Fetzer Broadcasting Company takes you on a visit to one of the industries of this area and brings you the story of Western Michigan at Work. Tonight, you are to hear about the Post Cereals Division of General Foods located at Battle Creek. And here is your guide, Dr. Willis Dunbar.
Good evening. 54 years ago, a sick man came to Battle Creek to try to regain his health. Shortly thereafter, he launched a little business in Battle Creek that rapidly developed into a big business, and out of it grew one of the largest organizations of food processors in the world, General Foods. That man was Charles W. Post. He was born in 1854 at Springfield, Illinois. When a young man, he engaged in the hardware business in Kansas, and later traveled throughout the western states as representative of an agricultural implement concern. Then he became the manager of a farm implement factory and organized a plow works. His creative mind is indicated by the fact that he made a number of inventions during these years. A type of plow blade now in common use, a bicycle, a player piano, and even a new type of suspenders. Then his health failed, and in 1891, at the age of 37, he came to the Battle Creek Sanitarium. The first night there, he asked for some coffee and was told that it wasn't served. Instead, he got a cereal beverage, which he drank, noting that it seemed to be made of wheat and molasses. He became deeply interested in a theory of dietetics, left the sanitarium, and resolved to cure himself. He purchased the Beardsley Farm, where the Post Products plant is now located, and for several years operated there a small sanitarium called La Vita Inn. After about a year of experimenting, he perfected Postum cereal in the latter part of 1894. He was confident that a hot cereal drink would be a saleable product, so he bought a second-hand gasoline stove, a peanut roaster, a coffee grinder, and a few mixers. For raw materials, he spent about $22 for 2 bushels of wheat, 200 pounds of bran, 10 jugs of molasses, 50 packing cases, and 2,000 cartons. The whole bill came to less than $78. He set up his equipment in a little barn and started operations. That was the beginning of Post Cereals. The next thing was to sell his product. He went to Grand Rapids and tried to sell it to a grocer, E.J. Herrick. Herrick told Mr. Post that he didn't think it would sell. "I'm going to advertise it," said Post. Herrick still was doubtful, but put a case on his shelves. Post went ahead and put some ads in the Grand Rapids Herald, and within a few days, Herrick found that his shelves were empty. Well, later on, Herrick became one of Post's salesmen, and he remained with the company until he was 72 years old. With great difficulty, Post persuaded newspapers to accept his advertising on credit. The first year ended with a deficit of $800, but an organization had been formed, buildings erected, and equipment installed. And what was more important, a product for which there was a liberal demand had been found. It's an amazing fact that up to September 1895, a period of about 8 months after starting the business, Mr. Post had spent $1,669 for advertising his product. And that was a lot of money for advertising to spend on such a small factory output. It might be interesting to mention that by 1913, no less than 54 companies had been organized in Calhoun County, mostly in Battle Creek, for the manufacture of cereal foods and beverages. The development of Battle Creek as the center of the cereal foods industry is the result of several factors. One is that the particular type of wheat grown in this part of Michigan is ideal for breakfast cereals. Soft winter wheat, grown in Michigan, was used by Mr. Post from the beginning. He paid the farmers 5 cents above the market to create goodwill. A large share of the wheat produced in this area still goes into the manufacture of breakfast cereals. As the Postum cereal business grew, it developed a seasonal cycle with demand heaviest in winter. So Mr. Post set to work to find a product which could be sold in the summertime. He wanted a food that would be nourishing and crisp to encourage chewing and thus aid in digestion. He came up with a product called grape nuts. Post thought that grape sugar, or dextrose, was formed in the baking operation and that the product had a nutty taste, hence the name Grape Nuts. Grape Nuts was first sold in January 1898, hence it's just 50 years old this year. In 1899, Post organized the Battle Creek Paper Company to manufacture cartons and containers for packing. Today, that plant, much expanded of course, produces 750 million cartons, 75 million labels, and 15 million packing cases for general food products. It's now called the Carton and Container Division. The business continued to develop rapidly. In 1901, the famous Post Tavern was built in what is now the heart of Battle Creek Business District. In early life, Mr. Post had spent much of his time in hotels as a traveling salesman. He had found them uniformly dreary. He declared that he was going to build a hotel where you could stay over a weekend. Oil paintings, comfortable rooms, courteous attendants, flowers, and even canary birds were provided to make Post Tavern a stopping place to be remembered with pleasure. As the Postum Cereal Company developed, endless belts and conveyors and other kinds of machinery were installed to save hand labor. By 1904, the Postum group of buildings had become known as the White City because all the paint used was white and they were kept immaculate. For many years, Post wrote his own advertising. Never touched by human hands in the process of manufacture was one of his slogans. In 1906, he perfected a cornflake and he decided to market it under the peculiar name Elijah's Manna. Well, 2 years later, he decided that that name wasn't so good, and it was changed to the now famous Post Toasties. An important change in this product came in 1914 when it was toasted in a way to produce the famous blisters or bubbles on the surface of the flake, giving it a crispy, crunchy quality. Time will not permit us to relate in detail the steps in the growth and development of this enterprise which Mr. Post started. His death in 1914 did not stop that growth. He had built his organization soundly and it continued to function successfully. Upon his death, the ownership passed to his daughter, Marjorie, the wife of Joseph E. Davies, our former ambassador to Moscow. However, in 1922, the stock was put on the open market, thereby making it possible for the public, including many employees, to buy it. Between 1925 and 1929 occurred a series of mergers by which the Postum Cereal Company grew into the General Foods Corporation. Jell-O was first, then came Minute Tapioca, Baker Chocolate, Log Cabin Syrup, Sanka Coffee, Heilman Mayonnaise, Czech Neal Coffee, La France, Calumet Baking Powder, Certo, and Diamond Crystal Salt. This process started by the consolidation of jobbing sales, followed by the merger of retail forces. In other words, these consolidations and mergers were the result of economies in sales made possible thereby. Post Cereals of Battle Creek is, therefore, now one of the divisions of General Foods. It operates, however, as a separate manufacturing unit. The 1,800 people who work for Post Cereals turn out Post Toasties, 40% Bran Flakes, Raisin Bran, Grape Nuts Flakes, Post Tens. These are ready-to-eat cereal foods. Grape Nuts Wheat Meal, a hot cereal food, is another product. And then, of course, there are Postum Cereal and Instant Postum. About 25,000 people a year tour the plant and watch these products in the process of manufacture. They see, for instance, how Instant Postum is made. Tank cars full of cane sugar molasses deposit their loads into storage tanks. Wheat bran and wheat are roasted and blended with the molasses and roasted again. Dumped into a massive tank, this Postum cereal is percolated at 190 degrees, the liquid is drawn off and dried, and then the resultant crystals are sifted and ground to produce Instant Postum. How big is Post Cereals today? Well, the 27 different buildings cover an area of about 33 acres. Every year, 3,500 carloads of grain and other raw materials roll into the Post Cereals plant. And out of these plants go 6,100 carloads a year of the various finished products turned out in the plant. Post Cereals must be a good place to work. 70% of the employees have been with the company over 3 years, and 40% more than 10 years. This year, there will be 96 long-term service awards, and 51 of these will be 25-year awards. I thought you might like to meet a couple of Post Cereals workers. First, I'd like to introduce Fred Smith. Fred is a mixer and a sub-shift foreman. He's been with the company since 1942. He's married and has three sons. Fred, will you please tell us about your job, how many hours you work, and what you do, and so on?
Well, my job at Post Cereals is just one of the important jobs in the manufacturing of Post Cereals. It is the compounding and cooking of the ingredients that make the syrup and flavoring mix. A certain number of gallons of this syrup and flavoring is thoroughly mixed with each cooker batch of grain before it is cooked, and this is what gives Post Cereals that double delicious flavor you taste when you eat them each day. My work of 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, is made pleasant by the clean and sanitary surroundings, modern equipment, and most of all, the pleasant and helpful cooperation of each fellow worker from the bottom to the top. Post Cereals is a good place to work for a number of reasons. Employees have a chance to participate in group life insurance, surgical and hospitalization insurance, and a group retirement pension, all at low cost. We also have a nice cafeteria, a beautiful clubhouse, and a 24-hour-a-day medical department available to all employees.
Well, that's fine, Fred. Tell us what you do in off hours. Do you have any hobbies?
Well, not particularly. I do a little fishing in the wintertime, and it so happens that this winter fishing hasn't been too good. And in the summer, I have a place out in the country, and I go out there and raise a nice garden and have small fruit and fish a little in between times.
Some people have told me that it's a good way to fix fish is to pulverize these Post Toasties and roll those fish in the Post Toasties. Is that the right way to do it?
Very good. They're very good fix that way, and I would recommend it.
Thank you, Fred Smith, and good luck. They say that the ladies always have the last word. Here's Mrs. Alice Bowman. She's been working at Post since 1922. I believe, Mrs. Bowman, your husband also works at Post. Is that right?
Yes, he does. He is a truck driver.
Tell us what you do.
I am supervisor on Post 10 Pack.
Well, now, what are Post 10s?
Well, Post 10s are packages containing 10 small packages, each an individual serving. Contained in the 10 packages are 7 different cereals.
Tell us about the packaging, Mrs. Bowman.
Packages containing the 7 different kinds of cereals are placed on belts by 4 girls. These are conveyed into a machine which puts them into cartons. These cartons then drop on another belt and are conveyed to another machine. Here they are wrapped in cellophane and conveyed to a girl who packs 12 packages in a case.
Well, that sounds rather complicated.
Well, it is.
Do all the workers wear uniforms, Mrs.
Yes,
Bowman?
Yes, they do. The uniforms are pure white. On the left side of the blouse is the name C.W. Post. And on the right side is the employee's name. On the inside of the collar is the employee's clock number and the number of the building where he works.
Mrs. Bowman, what is your favorite Post product, if any?
My favorite product is Grape Nut Flakes.
And why do you like Grape Nut Flakes best?
Because of their good flavor.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Bowman. I'd like to close our program about Post cereals with something Charles William Post said back in 1910. Tackle the work just in front of you. Strive in an honest way to do the best you can. And if, having done your best, there seems to appear the hand of some overruling power which hammers you, take it like a good piece of steel and come right off the anvil with a better temper and a keener edge.
You have been listening to Western Michigan at Work, featuring tonight the story of Post cereals. Well, spring is just around the corner, we hope. Anyway, it's about time to look over one of those colorful seed catalogs. Next Tuesday evening on Western Michigan at Work, we're going to bring you the story of a successful seed house in our area, the Burgess Seed Company of Galesburg. This has been another program presented in the public interest by the Fetzer Broadcasting Company.
WKZO on the Verdic Hotel, Kalamazoo. Don't let high prices worry you. Have your automobile body and fender repairing done at